Hey guys, real quick, just wanted to make you guys aware, if you don't already know about this, every Tuesday night, Autumn and I get on Facebook live at 8:15 Central Standard Time for about a half an hour. And man, we just answer questions, we have an open discussion about all things fitness, finance, and faith. And we've been doing this for all of 2018, and it's been a lot of fun, and we really look forward to it every week. And so I wanted to make you guys aware and invite you guys to join us on the next Tuesday. You know, as your schedule permits, man. I mean, we're all busy. We're all super busy. And so just pop in for a few minutes, you know, just kind of be a casual observer or bring a question or a comment or an issue or whatever. Facebook live every Tuesday night, 8:15 Central Standard Time. I will see you guys there. Jim Schultz, F Cubed Podcast, and we are back, man, and it is a rainy Monday here in Chicago, and so I've got a little motivation for you guys that hopefully will lift your spirits and maybe keep you a little dry out there if you are in the Midwest like I am. So I got a little piece ready to go for you guys that I'm going to title Stepping Stones and Stop Signs. So this was a, man, it may have been a song that I heard recently. You know, I'm not sure. A lot of the times, a lot of my ideas come out of these tiny little phrases or terms that I will hear inside of a song. And so I think I may have heard this in a song. It was probably, man, it probably was in a song somewhere. But I actually didn't write down where the source was. I just heard the phrase stepping stones and stop signs, and I'm like, yeah, that's gold, man. Like, I'm gonna go ahead and use that for my own purposes. And so here it is, man. FQ with the podcast, a little Monday motivation, stepping stones and stop signs. And I kind of want to talk about those two ideas as they relate to our three F's. So I want to look through the prism that is fitness, finance, faith. Now, we could obviously apply the whole idea of stepping stones and stop signs to our entire lives. I mean, we don't have to stop at just those three F's. I mean, we could get even more granular and start talking about, you know, work, start talking about, you know, family life, start talking about relationships. I mean, I really think that the principles or the idea that I'm going to lay out there for you guys today can really be applied, you know, kind of across the board. But nevertheless, let's start with fitness. So, you know, as is usually the case with really anything that I talk about on the podcast, but specifically with fitness, there are a number of ways that I could go with this idea of stepping stones and stop signs. And the one that popped out, the one that jumped out at me and really popped into my mind from the very beginning of my thinking through what this segment might look like was injuries. So I've talked about injuries a couple of times in the previous 50 some episodes. I don't think I've had a piece dedicated to injuries specifically yet. I think we need one. So let me file that away in the old mental file cabinet there. And we'll come around and we'll talk about injuries specifically in the future. But I know I've referenced it at different points. Well, here it is again as another reference. I think that injuries are a prime example of this whole dichotomy between stepping stones and stop signs. And the idea is this. Like, if you have aches, pains, soreness, you know, you just kind of like, yeah, my body's just kind of hurting a little bit, right? Those are usually stepping stones. Those are usually, let's call them opportunities for you to kind of prove to yourself how badly you want whatever goal you're going after, whether it be fat loss or muscle gain or performance. It doesn't make a difference. Pushing through those aches and pains and soreness, lack of motivation, sort of, that's a way for you to rekindle your commitment. That's a way for you to dig deep. That's a way for you to just really push forward, man. And I'll tell you, there are a few things better from a training standpoint, from a physical fitness standpoint, than going into the gym, feeling just totally beaten up, and still finding the drive and the determination to push through. The sense of accomplishment that you will have on the other side of that is really second to none, in my opinion. But now let's compare that with a true injury. So when you have a true injury, that is a stop sign. Now, depending on the injury, it may be a yield sign, right? But to stick with the theme of the episode, let's call it a stop sign. When you have a true injury, when you have something that is really, really hurting you, when you have something that is continually causing pain, that is an injury, that is a stop sign, that is a warning signal that you need to listen to your body and you need to make some changes. You need to make some adjustments that might come in the form of rest, that might come in the form of deloads, that might come in the form of, you know, substituting or swapping in and out of exercises or movement patterns. I mean, the application of your recognizing a stop sign could go a couple of different ways. But let me give you guys a couple of examples, a couple anecdotes from my own experience. So without question, the most, you know, outside of breaking my leg when I was 18 or 19, that's not really an injury. I mean, it is, obviously, but I'm talking about like kind of like a training-induced injury. You know, you break your leg, there's no yield about that scenario. Like, you are stopped dead in your tracks. Well, several years ago, I pinched a nerve in my neck when I was deadlifting. And I wasn't even doing anything crazy. Like, I wasn't even doing, like, a max set or, like, some crazy AMRAP stuff. Like, I was just using a very modest weight for me and just doing, like, actual, like, sets of 10. And it wasn't even that hard. And I just pinched a nerve in the back of my neck, and it shot all the way up the back of my skull around to my forehead. And it was a piercing pain like I've never experienced before. And so I set the weight down. I rested for like probably about 10 minutes or so until the pain subsided. And then it mostly went away. And then I went in to do another set and it came back. And I set the weight down immediately and I stopped. That was a stop sign. That neck injury took me, it's still something that I have to do a lot of prehab on. I've worked through the rehab stage, but now I have to do a lot of prehab to keep my neck nice and loose, to keep the knots worked out. But that is something that took me, honestly, about 18 to 24 months to fully recover from. And so that included a lot of time off from the gym. That included a lot of days not deadlifting, not squatting, not putting that pressure on my neck and my spine that was really kind of the source of the injury. And so that was very clearly a stop sign. And so that allowed me to learn some other things about my body. It allowed me to explore other methods of training that I've stuck with today, like blood flow restriction training being one of them, and, you know, some other ones that aren't on the top of my mind right now. But I know for that 2-year span, I learned a lot about myself and I picked up some new tricks that I was able to add to my little bag. What about from a finance standpoint? Well, finance is a little bit different, obviously, or a lot of bit different from fitness. And so when we talk about stepping stones and stop signs with finance, the similarity with fitness is we could go in a number of different directions. But I think the one I want to take this in is kind of this. You know, you guys know if you've been listening to the podcast or you follow me on Tasty Trade or you watch the YouTube channel or, you know, you followed me through some medium for any length of time, you kind of know that my two passions when it comes to finance are investing and saving. They're, you know, investing for the future and budgeting your money now. And so these are kind of the two things that really get me fired up. And so I think that within the investing landscape, what you normally come across are stepping stones. In the saving versus spending landscape, what you normally come across are stop signs. And here's what I mean. Within the investing landscape, there are a number of different ways that you could invest your money and do so successfully. You know, I mean, working for tastytrade, it's an incredible opportunity and a blessing for me. And so, you know, I am very much in the camp that to maximize your potential returns as a trader, as an investor, taking a more active approach to your portfolio makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense mathematically. It makes a lot of sense quantitatively. It makes a lot of sense intuitively, even. But that's not the only way to invest. And so some people, that may not gravitate with them. And some people may prefer, you know, just kind of not really having an active role in their portfolios. I think they're leaving something on the table, to be quite honest with you, from a potential return standpoint. But I respect the fact that there are people out there that don't really want to do what we do. Well, I think both of those pathways can lead to success, where you can define success a number of ways. And so whether or not you're kind of splashing around with active trading or passive investing or whatever the case may be, you know, I really view the different roads you might take before you finally settle on your own personal style as stepping stones. I view them very much as, you know, pieces to the puzzle, as these little way stations across your journey or on your journey. But when it comes to budgeting, when it comes to spending versus saving, you know, I really think that there are a lot of stop signs that we see. Because I think, I mean, maybe I'm alone in this, that's very possible. I know that my podcast on Friday about, you know, why do we need the Old Testament, I've had a few people reach out to me and say, yeah, I've actually never thought about it that way. And I was like, yeah, I think maybe I'm alone in this one. And I said that in the episode, so go back and listen to that and you'll hear me say that and kind of openly admit that realization. But maybe it's only me again, but, you know, I really feel like our natural inclination is not to save. I really feel like our natural inclination is to spend money. I really feel like whether it's, you know, a societal conditioning thing or it's just this innate behavior, I really feel like we all naturally want to spend money. We all naturally want to buy stuff and do things and just kind of improve our lot in life materialistically, mostly. And now, again, I could be alone in that, and that may largely be a product of living in an Americanized, Westernized society. I mean, I may have somebody listening to this that is on the other side of the world and they're like, yeah, Jim, I actually don't feel that way at all. And I think a big reason why I don't feel that way is because I wasn't raised in the same environment that you were raised in. And I think that is an outstanding point of view, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for that perspective. But I think when it comes to spending money, we're constantly thrown these stop signs our way, or they're laid out in front of us to kind of dissuade us from going on these spending sprees, to kind of, you know, cause us to stop and pause and reflect and think about the future and maybe choose to invest our money instead. And so it's not necessarily, you know, on the one hand, investing versus saving, or spending versus saving is probably a better comparison. You know, it is an either-or scenario. It is black or white on the one hand. On the other hand, you don't have to save all your money, just like you shouldn't spend all your money, right? It should be a balance. And so you should, you know, if you see a stop sign like, hey, I'm spending too much money, my budget's out of control, you know, I've gone to Starbucks every day this month and I don't have any roaches in my kitchen. You know, like if you have roaches in your kitchen, you go to Starbucks every day. You go to Starbucks twice a day and I will not think any less of you. And so don't judge me when I'm going to Starbucks three times a day to help me cure the roaches that are in my kitchen. But that's kind of how I view, you know, the whole budgeting and the saving discussion. But lastly, from a faith standpoint, and I'll try to wrap this up in a few minutes so I can keep the episode length here reasonable. You know, from a faith standpoint, man, I think it's super interesting. I think it's super interesting because I actually think that everything that happens to you, everything, and when I say everything, I mean everything. Everything that happens to you is a stepping stone. Every single experience that you have is a stepping stone. It is a stepping stone to allow Christ to mold you into the man or woman or person that you were intended to be. It is a stepping stone to polish and sharpen your character into exactly what God wants you to be. And the other side of that is oftentimes along the way, in the moment, these experiences, especially the really negative ones, especially the really catastrophic ones that might be self-induced because you idolize something, whether it be performance perhaps or something else, hypothetically. No, not hypothetically. I'm speaking personally here. If you find yourself in a situation making really poor decisions that can be catastrophic in nature, in the moment, that is going to look and feel and act, and it is going to basically be a stop sign. But if you can recognize that, and if you can open up your heart to God, if you can lean on your faith in those moments, He will take that and He will use it for good. I think it's Romans 8:28, actually, and I'm paraphrasing. All things will be worked out for good. That's all. That's everything. That's D, all the above. And so it's not most things, but man, that one thing I did 3 years ago that I haven't told anybody about, like, that is just so awful. I am just such a terrible person that I did that. There is no way that that could ever be used for good. I completely disagree, and so does God. Remember that if you open your heart to Him, if you really lay that down at His feet, He will take it and He will use it for your good and His ultimate glory. So what might feel like a stop sign in your life, in your faith journey, in your walk with Christ right now, is probably definitely something that you need to address. But if you give Him a chance, He will turn it into a stepping stone, and you will grow and you will mature from that experience. So that's my Monday motivation, man. I hope that was helpful for you guys. I hope you guys pulled a little bit something from that. I will see you guys on Wednesday. In the interim, thoughts, prayers, and hopes that the roach count in my kitchen right now is somewhere near zero. See you guys on Wednesday. You're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for your time and your attention. But have you checked out the YouTube channel yet? Man, go to Live F Cubed. That's the F Cubed website, Live F Cubed. And in the upper right-hand corner, you can find a link right to the YouTube channel. I don't have enough clout. I don't have enough prestige yet to have, you know, my own YouTube URL that is recognizable. It's just a bunch of letters and consonants that nobody's going to remember. I don't even know it myself, so I'm certainly not going to give you that. But go to Live F Cubed, click on the YouTube link, check out the videos, subscribe. Got a lot of stuff coming out in video form, so definitely give that a look.